chapter 12. I'd like to say I appreciate y'all having the ministry.
Yes, amen.
For being so good to us,
yes.
Getting in the way you have. I'd like to see God really do something around the altars tonight, wouldn't you?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, it says, "For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ." Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to bring forth thy word. I pray that in the name of Jesus and for his glory, that you would touch people tonight with thy Holy Spirit. That you would make this real in their lives, Lord, in everyone's life. Draw people closer to thee and fill with the Holy Ghost. I pray that you would have your way. I wouldn't say anything I shouldn't. I would say everything I should. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I was in a museum this summer, and I was in the Civil War section. I saw a poster up from the Civil War, and it had a snake, and it was all cut up in pieces. Cut up in pieces. They had on the snake above it. It said, "Unite or die." I thought that was a pretty good idea. Amen. Unite or die. You see, the young country knew that they weren't going to be able to fight against the enemy unless they were united.
Right, amen.
Amen. They knew that they weren't going to be able to stand against those other countries that were bigger and stronger and been around a lot longer than they had. So they had to unite or die. Amen. And they wouldn't have stood against the Axis powers during World War II if they hadn't united back then. Amen. They wouldn't have stood against the wars that have been fought if they hadn't been united. If one part of the country been wanting to fight their own war and somebody else wanted to fight something else, they wouldn't have never won the battle. Amen. I think it's about time that the church realizes that we're just one body.
Amen.
Our enemy is not the other family in the church. Our enemy is not somebody down the street or some other church. Our enemy is not our neighbor, but our enemy is the devil. He is the one that causes hate and dissension amongst the brethren and amongst this church, if you got any. Amen. And I want to tell you something. The first thing that we need to do is set our mind at this, that we have one enemy, and we cannot afford to be ununited against him, because he is set out at war against this church right here at Ledbetter. You felt the pains of his war. But let me tell you something, if you would unite together, the Lord would bless you in such a way, and you could defeat the devil, you could defeat Satan, if you would accept God as your head, and you would take your proper place under him.
Yes, amen. Praise God.
Amen. There are three basic purposes of the church that a lot of times the church is not united on. Amen. There's more purposes of the church, but there's just three that I was thinking of. You know, one of the jobs of the church is to defend purity.
Amen.
In this world.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Praise God.
And a lot of churches just ain't united on this.
That's right.
There's one part of the congregation wants to be holiness and separated from the world.
Right, yes.
But there's another part of the church that wants to read their true stories.
Right.
Amen. Listen to their rock and roll music.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Go on in their rebellion and not care that Jesus had to die to rid them from all this impurity.
Oh,
amen. They say, "Well, it didn't hurt me." It sure hurt Jesus. He had to die for that sin. And let me tell you something. If you ever cared for anybody, you better care for Jesus. And if you listen to that junk, if you watch it on TV, let me tell you something. You don't love him as much
as you say you do. You can't get up and say, I love you, Jesus, if you don't hate the things that he had to die for. Amen. Another thing, we need to tear down the strongholds of Satan. I'll tell you what, I've seen a lot of young people now. Seem like the devil's got a stronghold on them. Now let me tell you something. This gets me aggravated. People say, well, I don't know if that person will ever get saved. Amen. Start to lose faith in the saving power of God, seems like. Amen. And a lot of times they'll get to wondering, well, I wonder if this one will ever hold out. He came and prayed this morning. I don't know if he'll hold out. But let me tell you something. If the church really got the determination to go in and make war against these things that the devil's got hold on in people, buddy, we could have victory. If we just made up our mind that we would. For too many years, the church has been satisfied to sit back and let all young people fall into the mold of the world. But I think it's about time that we got the young people standing up and the world falling into our mold. Since when does a dedicated young man have to backslide? Since when does those people that have been born again have to go out into the world to be satisfied? We don't have to do that. We can tear down the strongholds and we can go on for God. Amen. Glory. Another thing is this. Trying to be like Jesus. Submitting yourself to God and to those around you. Being a servant to them. Amen. Right. A lot of times we'll say, we're a servant to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't show it in front of men, though. Right. Let me tell you something. Some of you young people can get up and say, I surrender all if you want to, but if you go away, you disobey your parents, you ain't surrendered nothing. Right. Amen. Let me tell you something. When Samuel was a young boy and the Lord spoke to him, what did he do? He went to Eli and said, what do you want, Eli?
That's right, brother.
Huh?
Come on now.
Huh? Right. What do you want? He was waiting for Eli's call.
That's right.
And when he was waiting to obey Eli, the Lord gave him something to do.
That's right. Amen.
And he didn't rebel against the call. He didn't say, no, Lord, I'm just a young man. I'm not going to do it. But he obeyed God too. And if you ever want to hear the voice of God, if you ever really want to obey Him, you better start obeying those that have rule over you. You listen to me right now. You get mad and rebel against your teachers at the Christian school. You're rebelling against God because God gave them that authority. Oh, don't say that you can go out and praise God and submit yourself to Him, still have His blessings, and be caught in rebellion. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. And you're not in one with God, and you're not in one with those above you. You see, this is my hand. If I told my hand, pick this up. Do you realize this part of my arm has to submit to what I want my hand to do? Amen. And until you submit, God can't use His body the way that He really wants to. Amen. Till you do what He wants to. See, these are things. I hear three things. I tried to quickly hit. I don't know how much time. Anyway, if we would get our mind, and if we would let the same mind that was in Christ Jesus be in us, we would have a determination against these things. We would also try and get the souls saved. We would have a burden for them. But so many times, people do not realize that they must give themselves for the sinners also. Amen. Some of them say, well, they made fun of me. I ain't going to tell them anymore. Let them go to hell. Well, they're not really saying that. Maybe not literally, But they're saying it with their life.
That's right, amen.
If they make fun of you, get the mind of Christ and do it anyway. Amen. Amen. That's right. I think there was a quote given, said the reason that the church doesn't have many victories anymore is because everybody's either shining their armor or using their weapons against somebody else.
Right, amen.
Amen. And when you really have a self-exalted spirit where that you're the one that's in charge, you're the one, but you go around talking about people. Look at them. Amen. It's not me. I'm living better than them. Look at them. Yeah, look at them. You're trying to get the attention off of yourself. Amen. And you know what makes me really sick about the disciples? Jesus had just told them that one of them was going to betray him. Is that right? Then they went to the garden. He couldn't get nobody to pray.
That's right, brother. Amen.
I'll tell you, there are some people that have failed. Amen. But I'll tell you what, if you've got time to talk about them, you've got time to pray for them. Amen. I'll tell you what, it's more glorious to restore somebody that's fallen than to go around and tell everybody about him. Tell how bad that he backslid. Oh, I'm not saying that you excuse anything that they do. I'm not saying that you don't reprimand them and just let them have anything in the church. I'm not saying that. Love will correct. Love will make them do right. Love will tell them whether that they like it or not. And whether you like it or not, you'd better submit yourself to God and do what He wants you to do. And if somebody falls in a spirit of love, try to restore them. If you can't do nothing but get down on your knees and pray, don't do anything. Don't just sit back and do nothing but try to restore that soul. Doesn't the soul matter to you? Doesn't it matter that they're going to hell? This is the mind that if Christ had, and if Christ had that mind, and if the church had that mind, we'd all be united together. We've got one purpose, to do what the one book says. Amen. Anything else is less, and it's apostasy. Amen. We've got one God to serve, one Savior that saved us. Why can't we be one? Huh? I think that they used a snake in that illustration very good. Because when I was little, I'd try and kill snakes. And I'd pick up a little handful of rocks and I'd throw at them. And, you know, they'd turn over and play possum. And I'd go away and say, well, I killed it. And then I'd bring my friends back, you know, look at what I killed. It was a monster. Look at it. And it wouldn't be there. So I started going out with a hatchet. Amen. Once I cut that thing up, he wasn't going nowhere. Amen. I'll tell you what, devils threw rocks at the church for a long time. Back a long time ago, Pentecost wasn't popular. They tell me about how that they would throw rocks at them and egg them as they walked to church. Amen. The devil would persecute them, but that didn't stop them from going to church. Anymore, you know what? All you got to do is say there's a ball game Saturday night and they won't come. Back then, they'd go through eggs and rocks being spit on. Huh? Not today would they take being thrown rocks at. Not today would they take that egg yolk on their nice new suit. Amen. But back then, my papa tells me that they'd walk to church, and before that they'd get to the doors, they'd start a shouting, shout up the steps, go into the church. Amen. And still shouting without a song service. But sinners would come to see what the noise was about. They'd stay up 3 o'clock in the morning, and if the sinner tried to leave, he'd fall in the aisle and wouldn't be able to move until he got saved. Brother, they had rock stone at them, but they united together in praise.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And they worshiped the Lord.
Amen.
And the people came out to hear, and the people got saved.
Amen.
They had the power of being united. Amen.
Right,
but there are other times. The devil made it permissible now. Amen. Everybody seems like they're born again. Seems like everybody is, got the glory down in their soul and everything. And they'll say that they're doing all right. And the devil let it get a little slack. And instead of throwing rocks, he brought in cutting remarks.
Right. Amen.
Amen. He didn't throw the rocks. Well, my goodness, you give them a bad job and they just start depending on the Lord. Amen. When the love would meet the needs, buddy, they'd go to church with joy on their heart. They'd be able to praise Him. And the Bible says if you lift Him up, He'll draw all men unto Him. Too many people were being saved with the rocks being thrown. And so what he did is he caused hatred and strife to come into church. He caused problems. Amen. Devil tree. Now the church has gotten worldly. Why? Because it's in too many pieces. It can't resist the world anymore. It's not strong anymore. Amen. It's been infected with the worldly disease and sin. And now it is no longer strong. It's no longer pure. No, it isn't. Amen. And by the sense of that, it has no more power. Why? Because of the cuts. Because of the harsh remarks. Because of the things that were said in hatred. Inspired of the devil. You want to know what is the formula for revival? You look in the book of Acts and it says that they were of one mind and of one accord. When they were one with each other and they were one with God, God blessed them in a special way. Oh, if you're causing dissension and distrust in this church, if you're working against the work of God, you need to repent.
Right, amen. Yes. Right, brother.
When you repent, you turn around.
Yes, amen.
Right, amen.
Right.
Amen. I found it a lot easier when I wanted to give up something. I just started doing the opposite. When I sat on the back seat and my soul grew cold, I said, I don't want that to happen again. So I sat on the front seat. Amen. Instead of saying, no, I ain't going to do that for you, preacher, I'd say, preacher, what can I do for you? Amen. The Lord started blessing me. Instead of saying, God, you're going to have to move on me pretty strong before I ever praise you. Oh, I got in around the altar and I said, Lord, bless me. God, pour out your blessings upon me. And just as soon as I started doing that, glory to God, I got slain in the spirit so many times I can't count them. I got to laughing and I got filled with the Holy Ghost and power so many times and shouted, glory to God, if you really want something, all you got to do is repent and start doing the opposite. Amen. And so, if you were going around criticizing everybody, everything, you just repent and go around and edify everybody. Amen. What you need to do. You know, a lot of people come upon this by accident.
But I think y'all do it on purpose. Amen. Just wake up in the morning and say, Lord, who can I edify? Just give me somebody that I could speak an encouraging word to. Amen. Brother Randy, I appreciate you. Appreciate your attitude. I'm glad that you're getting in, Eugene. You're a good boy. Brother Don, I'm glad you've got a burden for the young people. I love you, brother. You've helped me so much. Oh, sister, don't you give up on your husband. You keep on praying. God will help you someday. Brother, I love you. I hadn't never met you till tonight, but I love you anyway. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. If you get that in your heart, say, Lord, just help me help somebody. Just bless me so I can bless somebody else. Oh, God, I ought to be an encouragement. That'll be the time that God will really start to bless you. Get in and seek for the gifts. The gifts are for the edification of the church. Is that right? Amen. Some people try to seek the gifts for their own spirituality. Say, look how spiritual I am. Never get one. But if you get that attitude, Lord, I just want to help somebody. Lord, I just want to be like you. Would you please help me edify the church? God, if you don't give the gift to me, give it to somebody else. Give it to my brother. Give it to my sister. Lord, I just want the church edified. It doesn't matter if I'm in front or if I'm out back praying. I'll tell you what, if you really want it, you'll be glad to see it on somebody else. Amen. Amen. I remember one time I was really discouraged. I didn't know. I was fighting a call, and an old woman in our church came up to me and she said, while you was up in the choir singing, the Lord just spoke to me. And the Lord told me to tell you that if you'll accept the call, Hallelujah. Glory. I'll bless you. I'll open doors for you. Souls will be saved under you. People will be filled with the Holy Ghost if you'll accept the call. Don't get discouraged. The Lord's with you. Buddy, I tell you what, that made me want to pray some more. That made me want to preach all the more. That made me want to do all that I could for God. Oh, it wasn't until that somebody was open to the Holy Spirit and he was able to speak to their hearts and say to them in a gift, go tell that one that he needs some uplifting. And it helped me. It made me want to stay separated from the world. It made me want to witness. It made me want to do more for him. Because someone was open to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The Lord will help somebody by you if you'll let him. Amen. You may not even see it. All you can do is pray for him. Amen. But in heaven, you'll see where your heaven, where your angels, where your prayers touched God. And God said, send a minister to that person and encourage them. And here they are over in their bedroom praying. And the sweet presence of God comes in there and fills their soul. And he answers the prayer of the saint that's been a-praying. Even though that they don't see it and that they don't realize it, they've been a ministering comfort. They've been encouraging to their church. They've been encouraging to that person that really needs it. Oh, person, don't give up. Just get in and say, Lord, I want to help someone. Amen. Amen. I remember we used to play a game. It's called Red Rover. Amen. Now, I used to be the littlest, skinniest, puniest little boy in the whole world, I guess. Felt like it. I'd always get picked last. And so the object of the game was to stand with your hands joined together.
If the enemy, the enemy, to what? Your opponent. You'd say, Red Rover, send whatever his name over. And he would come a-running as hard as he could. And, you know, they didn't pick the strongest part to try and run through. Man, I'll tell you, that time I got throwed a long ways. I didn't know what hit me. I didn't play Red Rover for a while after that. Amen. You know, I think that's what we ought to really do. Put our hands together and our hearts together. Say, upon this rock, we're going to stand right here now. And though the gates of hell come against it, they shall not prevail. And if my brother here starts to lose his grip, I'm going to hold on a little tighter. I'm going to pray a little harder. I'm going to encourage just a little bit more. I'm going to try to encourage him all that I can. He's not going to fall, though. We're going to stand here till Jesus comes. You're not going to get our young people, devil. You're not going to take my mother. You're not going to take my son. We're going to stand here. And though you come against us, we got the power of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Don't you think it's about time that we quit criticizing?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We quit putting down those that come in a little late, maybe. They made a few mistakes on their way. Amen. If they're saved, they're just as good as you. Amen. It's about time that this church unites. Unite or die. It won't do you no good to build a new church if you don't unite. Won't do you no good to have services unless you unite. No good at all. You'll have meetings, but souls won't be saved. People won't be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let's all stand. Dear God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you would drive this word home to everyone that's here. That you would inspire each person to try and help someone. Try and help the lost sinner that don't care about his soul. Try and help those that are losing their grip and about to fall. Let's pray for them. God, help them. Lord, I pray that you would touch these hearts. Give a burden of love for everyone. Dear God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm going to give you all a chance to unite tonight. I want everyone that wants the Holy Ghost to come down. Come on, right now. You either want it or you don't want it. Those of you that have the Holy Ghost, they need it. They need it. Let's unite in prayer. Let's unite for them and pray for them until they're endued with that power. Come on, y'all. Gather around them. If you feel like you need to pray and repent for what you've done, you go right ahead, do what you need to do. But for those of you that's in the victory, and for those of you that's got the baptism, come and pray for somebody. And let's unite and pray through. Let's break through the barrier and get what we need tonight. Come on, let's pray, saints. Let's pray tonight. Let's unite tonight.